Agadavach Shavua Tov. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. I want to start with a brief but very, I think, famous story, and that is the story of Reb Levi Yitzchak Berditchev. It was a Pesach night. The Seder was about to begin, and he commanded his Hasidim that they would not begin the Seder until they went out and they retrieved for him two Turkish scarves and two rolls of bread. They were bewildered by this request, but they did go ahead, and after significant input and effort and initiative, they returned with half of the mission successful. They came back to the Rebbe, and they said, "We were able to acquire two Turkish scarves, but unfortunately, we were not able to acquire the two loaves of bread." To which Rabbi Levi Yitzchak turned heavenwards, and he said, "Ribono shel Olam, how great are your children, Bnei Yisrael, who were able to secure two Turkish scarves in a time when there was war with the Ottoman Empire, and it was a contraband and illegal to possess this material. And there is police and armies and prisons and fines if you would get caught with this contraband. And yet they were able to produce two Turkish scarves. However, in all of Berditchev, there was not one roll of bread to be found. And all they had stopping them was your word, Ribono Shel Olam, not to have chametz." And this story reflects the notion that the essential character of what it means to be an Eved Hashem is about personal motivation and self-restraint. There is no police, there is no army, there is no prison, there is no authority in the world that can compel you to a life of commitment, of ethics, of profundity, of meaning, of purpose, of spirituality. There's nothing that can make that happen except you. And this story of Reb Levi Yitzchak is reflected in yet another story which the Medrash tells. And the Medrash in Rus Rabba, as told over by Rav Soloveitchik, shares the story that Hadrian, the famous emperor, during the time of Bar Kokhba, had a conversation with Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, who apparently was friends with. And he says to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, "A dog, according to Jewish tradition, a dog, according to the Mikra, a dog which is alive is superior to a dead lion." What is pshat? What does this mean? A dog which is alive is superior to a dead lion? And if that is the case, I am superior to your Moshe Rabbeinu, because even if I'm a dog, I'm alive. And your Moshe Rabbeinu may be a lion as you see him, but he's dead. So I am greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya responded to challenge Hadrian to his thesis. And Hadrian agreed. And what was the challenge? What was the test? He said, "Make a law in Rome that no one should light a match or a fire within a 24-hour period. All of Rome should go in the dark, and whoever violates it will be executed." Hadrian responded, "Okay, not just that." He met him and upped him and said, "3 days he'll decree." And at the end of 3 days, he, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, and Hadrian go up to the roof, and they see billows of smoke curling up from the streets. And there, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya said, "See, you may be a living lion, but your edict is dead. Nobody listens to you. Moshe Rabbeinu may be dead. However, all Klal Yisrael had to hear was a Shabsosai Tishmaru from the lips of Moshe Rabbeinu, and there is not a fire. There is not a fire to be burned on a day of Shabbos." So here again, the story reflects the notion that it is about personal responsibility and self-restraint and motivation that is inherently what creates, what animates, what motivates, and what produces, ultimately, an Eved Hashem. There is no police, no military, no authority in the world that can compel such behavior. And this is the godless, and this is the definition of what it means to be an Eved Hashem. And if we turn the clock back again, and we go back to the parsha which we read today on Truma, so the pasuk says, "V'yikuli Truma," three times, that there is a mitzvah to give Truma, which sounds like it is an obligation. And the pasuk also says, "Isasher yidvenu libo," which means that it is whatever your heart desires. So it sounds like it is a voluntary. So what does this mean? So the Kli Yakar says the first two vehicles refer to machtes hashekel, which were compulsory. But there is a third machtes hashekel mitzvah, which is a voluntary, asher yidvenu libo. And within that, there's two types of asher yidvenu libo. The word asher yidvenu can be read with a vase or a vav. The Kli Yakar says in Lashon HaKodesh, in grammar, the Vayz and the Vav are interchangeable. But this interchangeable letter produces two different meanings. Asher Yidvenu with a Vayz means what your heart desires. You feel generous. You feel broad. You feel good. You feel kind. And you want to give the tzedakah. But there's a different kind of Yidvenu Livo, and that's with a Vav. And that's the word Davai. Davai means like a pain, difficulty, challenge, suffering. And this reflects two types of people as they are donating their money. The first is an individual who feels a sense of generosity of spirit. And that's one type of giving. But then there's another type of giving that you give even though it feels painful to give. What can compel a person to give when they don't feel generosity of spirit? Who? What? How can that happen? The only way a person will reach into their pocket and pull out their hard-earned money and give it somewhere when they don't feel that it is resonant, they don't feel generous, they may not even particularly like the recipient of this tzedakah. What would compel a person to do so? The only thing that compels a person in such a situation is their sense of personal motivation. To be an Eved Hashem is about self-restraint and personal motivation. If we turn the clock back a little bit further, this is not just about a mitzvah of giving tzedakah for the Mishkan. It's not just a detail in the building of the Mishkan, but it's actually the Mishkan itself. As Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that the Torah requires that a person, an Eved Hashem, somebody who is a true servant of the Ribbono Shel Olam, what is the definition of such a person? Such a person is fixed to Kedusha. And Kedusha means that we observe the law, not because we have Yiras Hashem, not because we are afraid, but it is a manifestation of the essence of who we are. That is what Kedusha is. It's not, says Rav Soloveitchik, a moral act if a person observes a halacha because they're afraid of a penalty. It's just a legal performance. It's not moral. It's not spiritual. It's not ethical. It's not refined. It's not even on the level of being a truly righteous act. It's simply not doing or not doing something because you're afraid of the penalty. The fact that I abstain from killing and stealing or committing any crime doesn't give me the status of a person who's truly a Baal Musar. You can speak about Midos Tovos only if the act is a voluntary one, one that I don't feel coerced to do. But if I feel coerced and afraid and I'm doing it simply to avoid some type of punishment, this is not a true reflection of being an Eved Hashem. And the Mishkan reflects this point. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu simply said, make space for me. And Klal Yisrael made space for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mishkan in their midst. And similarly, this is what happened by Har Sinai itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'igbaltem Esahar. The Moshe Rabbeinu should tell the people, they should surround the mountain, but make barriers, make fences, not actual fences. Tell the people not to come too close. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells the people. And then, B'shas Maisid, actually at the moment, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell him again. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, why? Why tell him again? You said it. You told them. They heard it. That's enough. Because when it comes to being an Eved Hashem, it's not about forcing. It is about that which emanates from within the deepest recesses of my soul. There is no military. There is no power. There is no authority. There is no police. There is no prison that can compel a person to be a true reflection of the divine on earth. That's what it means to be an Eved Hashem. That's what Kedusha is. The very word Kedusha means self-restraint. It means to separate, Eved Brushim. It means to step back. What forces me to step back? What forces me to show self-restraint? The only thing that ultimately, truly, deeply forces me into that position is myself. And that is true Kedusha. That is true spirituality. That is being an Eved Hashem on the highest level. As I said before, in all of Berdichev, they couldn't find one piece of chametz. And they couldn't find a piece of chametz, not because there was any Beis Din or Sanhedrin or police or military forcing it. It is because this is the soul of a Jew. We're about to celebrate Purim. And Purim, of course, Kiblu. Purim, if Klal Yisrael had some level of Kafal and Har Kegigah, some level of compulsion by the initial acceptance at Har Sinai, if there was that, then certainly by the time Purim rolls around, this Kabbalah is one which is voluntary. Yes, there are mitzvahs. Yes, mitzvahs are required. Yes, this is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu demands of us. But at the end of the day, it's what we demand of ourselves that will determine whether our service of Hashem is simply a perfunctory act to avoid pain and punishment, or whether our act is truly dveikus b'Hashem. And how we answer that question will determine not only how we live our lives, but the quality of the life in which we live. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless each and every one of us with lives of true Kedusha. Hagudvach Shavua Tov to all.